It is Monday, November 21st, 2016. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would come to the podium and sign in and state your name and address, please. Yes, ma'am.
Marilyn Painter.
Your address. Yes, Ms. Painter.
I live right over here on my place, and I have, if you'd like to see, a pretty awful drawing of where I live in relationship to the borough. I'm a gardener. I'm not an artist. I lived in Edgewood for 50 years. I'm single on 79. This is very hard for me.
It's all right.
When I first came to Edgewood, I lived in an apartment in a double in Alameda, and I had to take care of my dad. So I lived in this bigger house, and I lived in this house for 27 years. When I first came to Edgewood, I served on one of the political committees. I served on the cable committee when the cable was first coming in. I served on the planning commission when there was a huge issue about what the town center particularly. I served on the civil service committee when there was a huge issue around an officer. I was very involved and vocal around the busway coming through. And as you know, what happened was we didn't get a bus stop. They took it away. We didn't get the beautification. They took it away. But a lot of people now walk down Love Place and go down into the lot and go over to Hammond because we don't have a bus stop. We have a busway. We don't have a bus stop. Okay, fine. Also, last year, the street was finished, and, by the way, people, so I every year I put mulch down, I planted lilies, made it look as nice as possible, and last year the street was redone, and I asked why the workers didn't fix the cul-de-sac, because water lies in there, it doesn't drain, and they said the borough wouldn't allow it. I don't think I've ever had an issue with a neighbor in 50 years. I've never been to council. About 5 years ago, I did ask if somebody would trim the bad trees and stuff along my property, and they did. I think that's the only time I've ever been here. In addition, I am the trustee of a Pittsburgh Foundation. I'm the trustee, it's not my money. It's a small foundation. I'm just telling you me, okay?
Okay.
It's a small foundation, and just about 3 years ago, I started to be able to donate money. My interests are animal welfare, my interests are end of discrimination, like Southern Poverty Law Center, for SLAG, environment. So that's what I do. But last year, I gave $1,000 to the library. $200 to the 9-mile run. I gave $200 to the Edgewood Foundation. So even though those aren't really my interests, I want to support my community. And I was just overwhelmed from Sally Rogan and Lois Winslow and Buck Sykes. I just want to say, I've never had an issue with a neighbor. I've donated every year to the firemen. I just think I've been a very good neighbor.
Sounds like you've been very active in the borough.
Someone, I guess Julie, left a message at with my neighbor for me to reach them. Well, of course, my neighbor didn't tell me. I don't know why it was my neighbor. But finally he did, and I did come over or called Julie, and she said that that little salt shed was going to be replaced because it was in very bad shape. And she said it may affect my fence because the new shed would be a little closer because of surveys. It'd be a little closer to my. But I didn't know, and I never, why would I ask, that it actually wasn't going to be where the salt shed was. It was being by my house, not where the salt shed was back there. Nor did I know that it would be almost three times as high. In fact, the salt shed, as it is today, is about 5 feet or 4 feet lower than my house, and yet it is taller than my house. She said, like I said, it may affect my fence, and he talked about the surveys. excuse me, this is very hard. So anyway, heretofore, I have this fence, and I can barely see the old salt shed. It was back in the corner, sort of towards the corner, and my 6-foot fence, what I saw was the wall in front of the buses, and what I saw was the top of the trains, and then the beautiful view over Penwood. Beautiful. And the reason I put up the fence in the first place, right after I moved here, was because the lot was just so awful. And what the borough did was they allowed people to park their cars there because at that time, even on my street, there were signs that says no parking 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. So there was no overnight parking. So if you had an extra vehicle, you could park it during the day, but you had to find a place for it. That's all been changed. But back then, there was a gazillion cars on that lot. It was very ugly, and it was not maintained. It was all overgrown. It poisoned ivy. It was terrible. So that's why I put up the fence. And when I put up the fence, I only put it up on two sides, along the lot and along the back. I didn't put it up on this side. Well, the fourth side would be my house. I didn't put it up on the fourth side because there were some yews there. They were nice. And I would never put up a fence. That would be unattractive to my neighbor. I wouldn't put up a 6-foot fence between my neighbor and me. Even if she allowed it, I wouldn't do it. Okay. So, I didn't put up the fence enough. That's that one side. Okay. Because I said, you know. So anyway, early in July, I had this message from Julie, and we talked on the phone, and she said that because of replacing this building, it was in very bad shape, she just wanted to tell me that it might affect my fence, because it was going to be a little closer, and they'd be working around my fence, and that was gone. But never was I told that this building would be almost three times higher than the older building and closer to my house. The other building was down, you know. Okay, so what did I ask, you know? Okay, so they poured us cement, and now the building is about as high as the old building. I went away September 21st and 22nd. I came back Friday morning the 23rd, and there was framework twice as high, right beside my house. So I immediately, Monday morning, went over to see Julie, and I said, what are you doing? You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. This huge building is right up against my property. It's much taller than my property. I mean, I was aghast. And Julie said, my only concern is the safety of the citizens. We want to have our roads plowed and blocked and salted. I said, you have to stop this. You have to stop it. My only concern is the safety of the citizens of Edgewood to have our roads plowed and salted. I've lived here for 50 years. I've never had my road not salted and plowed and salted. In fact, to a fault. I mean, Edgewood, a lot of places, a cul-de-sac, it's level. We don't need all that salt that goes into our yards. Anyway, so I'm a gardener. Over time, I have gotten rid of the grass on the little bit of sides and on the front. And 2 years ago, I decided I'm going to go up, and I have my whole backyard the grass all removed, and I made a garden. I'm a gardener. Mm-hmm. This year alone, thanks to my two doors away neighbor that had to pretty quickly, 95-year-old, move to assisted living, he let me use his garden, and I took care of his dahlias. I probably this year made a minimum of 100 arrangements, a minimum. I'm a bridge player. I play professional bridge.
Okay.
And I take the bridge, the arrangements to my bridge friends. I play 1 to 4 times a week.
Ms. Painter?
I am noted in my bridge community as a gardener.
Just ask what?
Ms. Painter, we need to know what. I understand that you're upset about the size of the salt shed. Is that correct? I mean, is that why you're here?
And the placement.
Well, the placement is where it's supposed to be, and it's the proper size for the salt shed with what we need.
So I'll just comment on that. So the placement was very precarious. I mean, it actually could not have been moved by more than 3 feet one way or the other. And the size is a standard size of what it should be today in delivery of salt and for storage of salt. So we had issues before with the small salt shed. And certainly had issues with the age of the salt shed before. So I would just say that we talked and discussed about the salt shed and the replacement for a number of meetings. So if that was something that was a concern of yours, and then certainly be more involved, I would say, going forward. And certainly we're not going to tear it down. We can work with you if there's something that, you know, we can do to, you know, beautify the property next to you or something like that, and you can work with Jolie. But it seems like you're asking us to tear down our salt shed.
Well,
we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah, but you could have stopped it.
Well, but the salt shed is built.
And I think we've spent 15 minutes on this.
I have become a salt shed junkie. I have not seen one salt. There's just many, just like this one. They are nowhere near anyone. I will tell you that as long as that little shed has been there, the smaller one, I have never woken up and thought, gee, did it snow? Because the noise is so deafening.
I understand.
Right against my house. The noises. No other community would build something like that against a house. It is so deafening and so ugly and so awful. I have a little deck, and I'm going to pass around some photos.
Ms. Painter, we understand. I understand that you're upset. We're not going to be able to tear down the salt shed. It's a standard size. We talked about it for...
When did you talk about it?
In council meetings many times.
I have 2 years worth of minutes. I went through your minutes twice, all of 2015 and 2016. Every mention of the salt shed has said there's no discussion. There's no discussion. No discussion. Everyone was unanimous. Nobody asked me, but either...
That's because we have the... Excuse me, Ms. Painter? Excuse me, I understand that you're upset, but we did discuss the salt shed. We received information in our packets as council members. We reviewed it, and that's why there wasn't discussion, because we all did our homework. We are not going to tear down the salt shed. I'm sorry that you're upset, but it is where it is. We will do what we can with plantings or whatever around it, but it is what it is. And we need to move on with our meeting now, because we're not going to be taking down the salt shed.
I'm not asking you to take it down. I'm asking you, of course you're not going to do that. I mean, why
Well, then what are you asking us? Because I'm a little confused.
Here's what I'm asking.
Okay, please.
Where was the discussion?
Ms. Painter, I'm telling you what we did do.
So
what do you want, Ms. Painter?
Where was the discussion?
You know what? I've explained that to you, and now we're going to end this, and we're going on with our meeting.
Do you want me to send an email to all members, or I can come to the next meeting?
You can do whatever you want to. You can send an email, and you can come to the next meeting. Nothing's going to change with respect to the salt shed, and we're going to continue on with our meeting now.
I'm not asking you to change, ma'am. To tell me that knowing full well what this would do to my home, you still approve it. That's all I'm asking.
We went through the size of the salt shed and where it was going to be located.
Nobody told me.
It was presented here and we're going to. Okay. One more thing.
I have a lot more stuff. Since 1984, I have served on a licensing board for the Commonwealth. There's a gap.
Okay.
Can I just finish this one little thing?
One little thing.
That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
Since 1984, I have served on a licensing board. Pennsylvania has 30-some licensing boards, and I serve on it. And once I'm not elected like you are, I'm appointed by the Senate. And once I'm on this board, and I've been on it since 1984, my obligation is to the people of the Commonwealth. I have no obligation to the governor.
Okay.
Just like you, you're elected, and you were elected by someone like me, people like me. And the very first question when I was on my board, the very first question I asked is, how does it affect the people of the community? Not some of them, but every single one.
Right.
This is maybe, in my lifetime, this is maybe one of the worst things I've ever had.
I understand that, Ms. Painter. I do. We're going to continue on with our meeting now. You can come back to the next meeting or send us a detailed email, but we're going to continue on with our meeting now. Does anyone else have anything that they would like to address council?
Would you like to see Ms. Painter?
Ms. Painter. You received the minutes of October 17th in your packet. Are there any corrections prior to the motion? Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of October 17th, 2016.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Brain?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Any corrections to the minutes of November 7th, 2016?
I move to approve the minutes of November 7th, 2016.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Authorization to pay bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $31,163.83, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $3,188.91, for a total of $34,352.74.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I can save my comments for my report.
Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. And Mr. Wainwright?
The bill list was a little bit lighter than last time, mostly routine expenses. Nothing out of the ordinary. Other general government, we will be having a motion to place the budget up for review. We will motion for public hearing for the budget and first reading of the tax ordinance tonight. And that concludes my report.
Any questions for general government? Police, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. We have a lot of the same, other than this time of the year there is an uptick in drunk driving. Our officers are familiar with this, and we also had a situation with a distraught death. Our officers did an outstanding job of working with this particular individual. Multitude of other municipalities were involved, but from everything I've heard, our officers performed exceptionally well. And then I guess we interviewed someone. Public safety, bring that up.
Okay. Okay. Are you good? Okay. Do you need to be here any further?
Just if there's any questions in dealing with the individual that we're asking.
It's a motion to hire a part-time.
Yeah, I saw that. So. I'm just making sure that, you know. All right. Public safety, Mr. Fuller.
Excuse me. Most public safety met to interview the part-time officer that's going to be hired. John would like to comment on that.
I think he's a full-timer in Forest Hills. Part-timer in Forest Hills. Straight up guy, he's the chief wanted us to jump on him, and if he impresses the chief, he must be pretty good. So I think that.
Does anyone have any questions for the chief? And thank you, chief.
Good night.
All right, any other questions for public safety?
So this is part-time now, mm-hmm. So we don't have to go through.
No. Community development, Dr. Wallace.
We haven't met since the last time, which was last month. And we're just still waiting to publish, I believe, parcel D.
Correct. Tim and I are working on getting everything together so that we can have a complete bid spec to send out to potential buyers.
And outside of that, I mean, we have a couple things, but yeah, nothing more really.
Public Works did not meet. Since I'm the only one here on that committee, that's my report. Thank you. Community Services, Mr. Wainwright.
Community Services did not meet.
Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Personnel did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
Pension did not meet.
I'd like to schedule a pension meeting, though, so that we can
come under new business.
Okay.
Three Rivers Wet Weather did have a board meeting. Things are going very smoothly with working with Alcosan. There were, I think, 25 proposals. If council will recall, there were small grants. And the staff of Three Rivers are going through those proposals. Along with Alcosan, and they're hoping to award those, and I think we're going to apply with the next round.
Correct, in February.
In February. So that was really the big news for the board meeting, other than John Schompert is going to retire at the end of the year. He's going to stay on as a kind of consultant while there's some transition, and there is a meeting on the 30th of November. I think you all got notification about that, about updates that will be happening with consent orders, and that's it for Three Rivers. Connect, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect Executive Session met, I'm sorry, Executive Committee met last week. Connect has a new policy group called the Health Policy Group, and I think that they're working on some issues that could really benefit Edgewood Borough, particularly when it comes to the opioid epidemic. They're getting together a lot of resources to sort of help steer local governments in the right direction and say, what can we do to kind of help this? One of the things that I've been speaking with the chief about is I know that the chief has a policy directed by the DEA that they fill out when they have seizures, they collect paraphernalia. But there's also a form that the DEA would like filled out every time that there is an overdose, even if it's non-fatal. So Connect is gathering all of those resources together to get to communities so that we can all make sure that we're doing everything we can to to help with this problem. Another discussion point that we might want to talk about is a drug take-back box at the Borough Building where people can drop off prescription drugs that they don't want to have in their house anymore. So Connect is working on this new healthy initiative, and I think it's a good direction to see them go.
I think we need to check with our insurance company regarding the liabilities of people dropping off medication here. I know that Giant Eagle has a drop-off box in their pharmacy. So I probably would be more appropriate for people to take their prescription drugs to Giant Eagle and drop them off there than to have them at the Borough Building for obvious reasons. So that would be my recommendation and something that probably could be taken back to Connect.
Right.
We're fortunate that we have a Giant Eagle that's a stone's throw away. There are other municipalities that don't have that, but since they have that service.
And we can get that information out so that people know.
Yeah, check it. Give the pharmacy a call.
Absolutely.
But I think the last time I was there, I saw a poster about it.
Great.
We can put that in the newsletter.
So one thing that, discussion, questions? So Narcan, Madam President, I have some medical knowledge, I guess, and that has been something that has been pushed to be on first responders. Do we have that?
Our police department does not. Our fire department and EMS do.
They do, okay. So they are the first responders.
They are the first responders, and typically all three agencies respond within minutes of each other.
Okay.
So there have been several Narcan instances where Narcan has been used by our fire department within the borough.
Okay. Is that something that's supported by a grant with this initiative or not?
No, not currently. That's all I have for Connect.
I kind of have a question. So John Eagle has a box for...
I believe that I had a prescription filled and I think I saw that there. Julie will check,
we'll
put it in the news.
Clearly have had it. I think it's still ongoing. I just think they don't dispose of them in an environmentally friendly manner.
I think they go into the biohazard, the needles box.
Right.
And they are incinerated. So it should be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it would be more appropriate, I think, to have a pharmacy handle it than...
And so they will take anything? Any form of...
You know what? Julie's going to call them and
find we'll look into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think we ought to promote this idea.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's so much stuff floating around, it's just beyond belief.
Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to talk with Borough Council in executive session for a very brief period of time, less than 5 minutes, if that's what you want. And no action will be taken as a result of that executive session. This is to discuss potential litigation.
Okay. All right. Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Madam President. Our public works employees are working extra hard in our 3-day work week to get all of the leaves collected. If you have a Friday leaf collection day, don't worry, they'll get to you this week. We're working ahead. We've also got the spreaders and the plows on all the trucks because, as you saw this weekend, it's not too early. I had a pre-construction meeting last week with Jet Jack, who is our contractor on the upcoming sanitary sewer project. They plan to have crews in Edgewood next week, beginning on the 28th. And are trying to get the bulk of the work completed before the end of the year. So we are hopeful we will stick to that schedule and the weather will cooperate with us. 2017 parking passes will go on sale next week, Thursday, December 1st. Light Up Edgewood festivities will begin at 7 p.m. on December 2nd in Memorial Park. They'll continue at the Edgewood Club, where the Edgewood Foundation is collecting unwrapped toys for tots. We are doing our part to keep the South Braddock Avenue tap project on schedule. Tomorrow there's a meeting with PennDOT and Swissvale Edgewood and our traffic engineer to discuss the project in more detail. PennDOT sends representatives from each of their different departments to kind of review it and sort of head off any potential issues that could come up. So we're glad we got that scheduled and we are moving forward. Also, a reminder that garbage pickup will be delayed one day this week due to Thanksgiving and will be picked up on Saturday. And then beginning on December 6th, pickup day will change to Tuesdays in the borough. So be sure to put your trash out and tell your neighbors.
And we're going to tweet and honk and do whatever.
Right. We will spread the word. Okay. And then just a reminder for new business, Mr. Mayor, did you want to lift the parking ban?
Yes.
When we get to new business.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Is there anything else for the borough manager? Okay. New business.
Yes, I would like to check the calendar and lift the parking ban from, Wednesday evening through Monday morning.
So ticket again Monday and Tuesday?
Ticketing again, I guess Tuesday, I guess. It would probably make more sense. People stay extended periods over Thanksgiving a lot of times.
Okay.
So Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Okay, and you were discussing a potential pension?
Pension committee meeting. I'd like to get together to discuss our investment policy statement. Before the holidays, the December holidays, this week holidays, if there's a date that works for you guys.
First week in December is great.
First week in December?
I mean, it depends when you want it.
That would be fine.
During the day, that's best for me.
George, are days bad
28th
for you?
28th
on.
Well, let's see. The first is Thursday, right?
Yes.
Well, 28th on, so anytime next week,
okay.
Basically. Four.
Yeah, I'm good. As far as I know, the 28th, 29th, 30th.
Yeah, well, I'm tied up on the 30th.
How about the 28th?
It depends on what time of day are we thinking?
Evening, if that, or are days better for you?
Days are better for me. Evenings I can do any time in December.
Evening
would be better.
Let's move to the
next week.
Okay, so let's do Monday the 28th at whatever time works for you guys.
We're two different issues. If it's going to be in the evening, it has to be the first week of December.
5th on.
Okay.
But now we need to check with George.
The 5th is a council.
Yes.
Unless you want to try and squeeze it in before the council.
No, because we might have a public hearing.
That's right.
6th?
Sixth works?
Tuesday. What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
What time?
4 a.m.
I wake up that time.
6:30?
So
how about 6:30? Tuesday.
It's fine.
The 6th of December.
Yep. 6:30 p.m.
P.M. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. Good. Any other new business?
Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, committee action, resolution 2016-25, Dr. Wallace.
Hold on a second. Just get this in there. So, first reading?
No, it's only one reading. It's a resolution.
So, read the whole thing.
Yeah. So, resolution. Longer arms. Resolution 2016-25, Attachment A, concurring resolution. The purpose of the resolution form is to have a record, on record, a statement confirming that the applicant has formally requested CDBG. What does that stand for?
Community Development Block Grant.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure that we read that first and before we do these. Funds has designated an official to perform the required duties between the applicant and Allegheny County Economic Development and the assured, where applicable, the provisions of local matching funds. In addition, the applicant will comply with all other provisions of the CDBG application. Resolution of the Borough of Edgewood authorizing the filing of an application for CDBG funds with Allegheny County Economic Development, whereas the Borough of Edgewood is desirous of obtaining funds from Allegheny County Economic Development in the amount of $26,400 under the Federal Housing and Community Development Act of 1970 as amended. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Borough of Edgewood does hereby formally request CDBG funds from Allegheny County Economic Development. Be it further resolved that the Borough of Edgewood does hereby designate Amanda Schettelmeyer as the official to file all applications, documents, and forms between the Borough of Edgewood and Allegheny County Economic Development. Be it further resolved that the Borough of Edgewood will assure, where applicable, the provisions of the full local share of project costs. Be it further resolved that Borough of Edgewood will assure that the project will be awarded or under construction within 180 days of contractual execution, adopted this 21st day of November 2016 by the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Yes. This is a resolution, as Dr. Wallace said, for community community development block grant funding. We are applying for funds to take the intersection of Greendale Race, Short Race, and Willow and do ADA compliant curb cut ramps at all intersections leading to the park. So we're requesting $26,400 for that, and the COG is the one who files all the paperwork for the municipalities.
How is it that we qualify for CDGB grants in that area?
All handicap accessible projects qualify.
There you go.
Any other questions or comments?
Is this going to take 18 to 24 months to get through there?
No. There's a very quick process for CDBG. It's very streamlined.
Any other questions? Ms. Boston, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2016-25 passes. Motion to have the proposed 2017 budget available for review. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to have the 2017 proposed budget available for public review starting November 22nd, 2016. It will be available on the borough website, in the C.C. Mellor Library, and in the borough office.
Questions or comments? We had our budget meeting and an attendee, it was very thorough. Actually, we had two attendees. Mm-hmm. It was very thorough, thoughtful discussion, and are there any other? And I thank all of you for your hard work.
Well, the interesting thing to me was that it just wasn't the work that wasn't that hard. I think the borough staff did an excellent job. Associated with it.
Thank you. It's the easiest process that we've had.
All right. You want to call the roll there, Ms. Bastianini?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to advertise the 2017 budget public hearing. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to hold a public hearing on the proposed 2017 budget on December 5th, 2016, starting at 7 p.m. in council chambers.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And where will we be publishing this?
It will be published in the Tribune Review and on the borough website.
The Trib or the Post Gazette?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. The Post Gazette.
Yeah, because the Trib
the
isn't delivered
right.
here anymore.
We haven't. Yeah, we haven't advertised in the Trib all year. I'm
Although
sorry.
I
that's my fault.
That they were starting to move out, do the community thing again. They had appointed somebody for that, so hopefully we'll get the.
So why doesn't the newsletter qualify?
It's not an official publication.
And we have. This is an antiquated law that I would recommend you talk to our state representatives about. we would not meet. We have to advertise so many days before, no more than 30, no more less than 10 days before a meeting, and we couldn't meet those requirements by publishing in the newsletter.
All right. We voted on that, right?
We did.
Okay, so we're on the next thing.
Yes.
Okay. Motion to advertise the 2017 proposed tax ordinance 1059. We should read the tax ordinance first.
Yeah, first reading.
All right, let's do the first reading of the proposed tax ordinance 1059. Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, Ordinance 1059, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for the fiscal year 2017. Be it ordained and enacted, and it is hereby ordained and enacted by the Council, Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Section 1, that a tax be, and the same is hereby levied on all real property within said borough, subject to taxation for borough purposes for the fiscal year 2017 as follows. Tax rate for general borough purposes, the total of 7.185 mils on each $1,000 of assessed valuation. 1 mil equals $1 for every $1,000 assessment. 7.185 mils equals $7.185 for every $1,000 assessment. Section 2, that any ordinance or part thereof conflicting with the provisions of this ordinance be and the same are hereby repealed insofar as the same is affected by this ordinance, ordained and enacted into law this 5th day of December 2016.
Second.
No tax increase. So, Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the first reading of Ordinance 1059 passes. Motion to advertise or the tax 2017 tax ordinance 1059.
I move to advertise the 2017 proposed tax ordinance.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the motion passes. Motion to appoint delegates and alternate to the Land Bank Board, Dr. Wallace.
I move to appoint Jack Wilson as Edgewood Borough's delegate to the TRICOG Land Bank Municipal Advisory Committee and John Wainwright as the alternative delegate.
Second.
Questions or comments? Mr. Wilson and Mr. Wainwright are our COG representatives. And this is through the COG, so it's a logical point. Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I got on sewers. I wouldn't do that to anybody else.
You're ready to step up.
Ms. Bassini.
Paying attention to how we work.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to hire Jason Petrie as part-time police officer, Mr. Fuller.
I move to hire Jason Petrie as part-time police officer pending the passage of a drug screen, background investigation, physical and psychological examination. His pay will be per the police contract.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I'm actually rather pleased with the idea. I talked to the chief about this numerous times. Our relationship with the other municipalities neighboring us has been superb. Part of that has to do with the number of part-timers we have that work in those municipalities, and they understand each other, they understand the functions of what go on in the other boroughs that they service. Forest Hills has not been one of them. So I see this, especially if he was interviewed well, that will be an asset for us to be able to work closer with Forest Hills in the future.
Thank you, Mayor Cook. Any other comments? Ms. Bassini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Is there anything else before we go into executive session? We're going to go into executive session, potential litigation. There will not be an action on executive session,